If you'd like to follow along, I'm going to be in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Let's just read the first 6 verses. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. I'm going to stop right there. My title today is Faith Works by Love. Faith Works by Love. Now, before I get started, I'm going to read you a quote from Horatius Bonar. That's where I got that song from, but this is something different. And this I want to make very, very clear. Faith is not our Savior. It was not faith that was born at Bethlehem and died on Golgotha for us. It was not faith that loved us and gave himself for us, that bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that died and rose again for our sins. Faith is one thing. The Savior is another. Faith is one thing, and the cross is another. Let us not confound them. That's what Horatius Bonar wrote, and I agree. I agree. Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's His faith. We're going to get into that a little bit here. But I do have to point out where Paul is talking. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled into the yoke of bondage. Paul is writing here of the law. When he says, if ye be circumcised, Christ profit you nothing. Now, there's nothing wrong with circumcision. But if you're being circumcised, to keep the law, that's another thing. And that's what he's talking about here. Because he does say it, I testify every man that is circumcised, he's a debtor to do the whole law. And you can't. He's already made that clear. Whosoever of you, this is where he's talking about in verse 4, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're not in grace. You're fallen from grace. What else can I tell you about the law? What else can I say? Well, I can say this. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, here, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. But here in verse 5, Paul writes this. That's where I want to start. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness. By faith. By faith. First of all, we wait. We wait. Through the Spirit, we wait for the completion, the perfection of righteousness. And we are waiting by the Spirit through faith. We are waiting by faith. We wait for righteousness, the perfect righteousness of Christ, which we have righteousness imparted and righteousness imputed. But then one day, folks, there's going to be righteousness realized, righteousness complete. We wait for the completion of our salvation in Christ Jesus by faith. And that's what this is telling us, is what Paul's writing to us. We, through the Holy Spirit, wait for Christ to fulfill all of his promises. He said, him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Not only that, I'm going to raise him up at the last day.
Amen.
There's going to be a completion of this. There is, to wit, the redemption of the body yet to come. We have Christ's redemption. He completed it 2,000 years ago. But there is the redemption of the body yet to come. Oh, I like that. And we are waiting through the Spirit as opposed to working in the flesh. Galatians 4, verse 31 says this. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. But of the free. We wait. We wait. Believers, stand fast in the freedom given by Christ. What does it say? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, the freedom, wherewith Christ has made us free, and don't be entangled again in the law.
Amen.
You're free from the law. Now, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ.
Amen.
And after, what? Faith, which works by love. We'll get to it. After faith come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. I guess I could tell you something else about the law. We're not under the schoolmaster. We are under grace. Believers, stand fast in the freedom given by Christ. And here it is. Where is it? In verse 6. Circumcision or uncircumcision? Neither one of them counts for anything without faith. Without faith. And let's be clear, circumcision or uncircumcision doesn't matter. The faith of God's elect, the faith of Jesus Christ, is what matters. Is what matters. Because only Christ matters in true faith. In true faith. The only matter of the law in faith is this. Believe Christ and get out from underneath that schoolmaster. Believe in Christ, perfectly fulfilled and perfectly kept the law. And he did. He did. No one else ever has. And if anybody right now tells you they're keeping the law, they're lying to you. And I mean that sincerely, they're lying to you. Because no man, no woman, no way, no how, ever, or now, keeps the law. Except the Lord Jesus Christ. He fulfilled the law. He fulfilled every jot and tittle that I could not. Oh, what's it say? By faith, we are free from the law of sin and death in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:2 put it this way, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
Oh, I like that. My existence, your happiness, and our fulfillment in salvation does not require any law keeping on our part. Not one. Christ fulfilled it all. Christ paid it all. He paid it all. All the debt I owe and all the debt you owe if you're in him. What does it say in that song? Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. And I'm going to tell you something. When Christ washes something white as snow, it's white as snow. And it's never going to be anything else. Nobody's going to dirty up Jesus Christ's laundry. Does that make sense? You're not going to dirty up the garments of His salvation, and you're not going to dirty up the robe of His righteousness. No way. He says it's white, and it'll be white. Understand, we don't love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. But Jesus Christ does. Jesus Christ does. We don't honor our father and mother, not the way we should. But Jesus Christ does. He does. We do steal and covet and commit adultery, and He does not. And He gives us faith to believe Him. To believe in Him and to believe Him. Oh, I like that. And His people do believe according to the working of His mighty power. Oh, I like that. I like that. And the law doesn't enter into any of that. Not a bit. We are free in Christ Jesus now, always, and forever. And I'll say amen. Oh, I like that. I do. But then we come to what I wanted to talk about here. This one statement here. See, in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith, which worketh by love. So, if you want to, just leave out the law part of this sentence. What we have is, for in Jesus Christ, faith avails everything. In Christ Jesus. Circumcision doesn't avail anything. Uncircumcision doesn't avail anything. Oh, but faith does. Faith which worketh by love. I like that. Let me tell you some things we know about the faith of Jesus Christ. We know that without faith, it is impossible. Not hard, not difficult, not onerous, impossible to please God without faith. Now, according to Acts 16, verse 5, we know churches that the Apostle Paul established were established in faith. That's what it says. We in faith. We know to receive them that are weak in the faith, but not to disputations, because they have faith. They might be weak in the faith. They might be strong in the faith. It doesn't matter. We are to receive them. We know that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. And we know that by the works of the law, no flesh is justified. None. Absolutely none. It's in Galatians 2 and verse 16. We know, according to Galatians 2 and verse 20, that Christ lives in us. Whoa. And the life we now have, the one we have now, we live by the faith of the Son of God. And faith works in love. Oh, I like that too. Oh, I already said it. We know the law was our schoolmaster under Christ, that we might be justified by faith. And after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. And we also know that we are no longer under the law, but under grace. Amen. Under grace. Now, and according to this verse, we know that faith, true faith, the faith of God's elect, the faith of Jesus Christ, is tied to the love of Jesus Christ. Because that faith, true faith, is a gift from the Lord Jesus Christ in love to every one of His people in His good time. He does what He wants when He wants. And a lot of people have a lot of problem with that one. We want it now. Well, it's not up to us. It's up to Him. He does give faith to every one of His people in His good time. In the fullness of time is what it says. And here's this. In love. Galatians 5 and 22 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. What's that last one there? Faith. Faith. Faith is tied to the love of Christ. Faith is tied to the fruit of the Spirit, which also is love and joy and peace. Ephesians 6:23 says this, peace be to the brethren and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace and love with faith from God. Faith works by love. Faith works by love. You can't separate these things. Love with faith is given by the Father and the Son to His chosen people. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 13 says this, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Which is in Christ Jesus. You can't separate faith from love. You can't separate love from faith either. It works both ways. Philemon 1 and verse 5. Hearing of thy love and faith, Paul wrote, which thou hast, here's where love and faith go, toward the Lord Jesus. Toward the Lord Jesus. And also toward all saints. All saints. The love of God toward us who believe in faith is in the beloved, Christ Jesus. Luke 3 and verse 22 says this, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. And Matthew took this, chapter 17, verse 5. This is the Mount of Transfiguration. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. But he didn't stop there. He said, hear ye him. Oh, I like that. I like that. The love of the Father is in the Son. The love that he has for us as his people is in his Son. The well-beloved Son. Oh, yes. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. Hear ye Him. Hear Him. The love of God is in Christ Jesus. Because we, in ourselves, are not lovable. We're not. We're not. Not in God's sight. Not in God's sight. But Jesus Christ is. He is eminently lovable. Oh, I like that. He is love. You understand? God is love. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is love. He is love and grace and goodness and mercy and truth. And we are none of the above. He's every good thing and we're every bad thing. You understand that saying? You can't preach Christ too high and you can't preach man too low. I mean, the Scripture calls us maggots, worms, red worms, less than the small dust of the balance. Nothing but a drop in a bucket. An empty bucket. Which means basically we're nothing. But He is every good and perfect thing. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 23 says this. Well, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment. That we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. And love one another as He gave us commandment.
Amen.
Faith works in love. Faith works by love. Oh, I like that. Believe and love. That's the commandment. Now, if you want to turn the page, 1 John chapter 4. Well, I don't have to turn the page. Verse 7. John goes on. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. Love is not of man. Faith works by love. And love is not of man. Love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. I like that. Oh. Everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. What's it say next? He that loveth not, this is tough, folks. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us. Toward us. Because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Oh, I like that. You understand? That's the love of God. He sent His Son to die for us. We who deserve death, the death of the ungodly, the death of the malefactor. You understand? The death of the guilty. Don't receive it because of Jesus Christ. Because God sent His Son to die for us. Oh. What? But verse 10. Herein is love. Herein is love. Herein is love. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. And sent His Son to be the propitiation, the mercy seat, the one who could bring the two people together. The propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us and His love is perfected in us. Not because of us, but because it's God's love.
Amen.
It's His love. Oh, I like that. Herein is love. Faith that works in love. Because at one time we did not love. At one time we did not know God. Oh, what? He that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. At one time I was not born of God. I didn't know. I didn't love. I didn't love and I didn't know. We didn't know the true love of God which is in Christ for His people. For His people. Because this is love. Faith that works in love. You understand? I got a question. Do you want to know? You understand? He that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So, I mean, I can't ask you if you love God, but I can ask you, do you want to know the real Jesus Christ? Because there's plenty of false Christ running around. There's plenty of false Christ being preached right now on television. I guarantee it. And that's just on my little cable channels. If you want to know the real Jesus Christ, He's in this book. And this book is true. They've tried to adulterate it. They've tried to cut it out. And still, there's truth in theirs. But this is it. Do you want to know Him? Look in His book. Look in His book. Wait a minute. Listen to the gospel being preached. Because here it is. Christ died for His people. He died for us. According to the Scriptures. Right here they are. He died for us according to the Scriptures. And I'll add this here. In love for His people. In love for us. Oh, His faith works in love. And here's the thing. True faith works. Isn't that tough? Y'all don't... You say you don't believe in works. You believe in grace. No, we believe in grace and then works. Amen. Not works to get grace. That's the way most people preach it. And they're wrong. And some of them are just flat out lying. We believe in grace and then works. Because here's the thing. True faith works. Not only by love, but true faith works in love. What did it say about Abraham? What did Paul write about Abraham? He said, Abraham loved God. But I'll say this. Abraham believed God. Now, he didn't say, and that's true, he didn't say Abraham believed in God. He didn't say Abraham believed there was a God. No, he said Abraham believed God. What God told Abraham, Abraham believed. Here you go, folks. It's right here in this book. What God told Abraham and what God is telling us. What God is telling His people. It's written right in this book. What God has told us about His Son is right in this book. Old Testament and New. Thank God for His great love wherewith He loved us. Oh, even when we were dead in trespasses and in sins. And He hath quickened us together with Christ. And then what Paul say? By grace are ye saved. Oh, I like that. I do. His faith works in love. By grace ye are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are what? His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute. Unto good works. Faith works by love. You understand, you look at what they call the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. And you'll say, I'll talk about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And what does it say? Abraham got up and got out. Faith works by love. Abraham did stuff. Oh my, others did stuff. But faith works, and here it is, in His love. Faith works by His love. And His faith works in love in you, if you believe Him, if you know Him. Jesus Christ will put in you, what's it say? Both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
Amen.
Faith works by love. Faith works by love. Oh my. I'm going to confess something here. I always feel guilty speaking about love. And I understand that because I probably am guilty of something. But here's the thing. I feel unworthy of love and I feel deficient in love as far as talking about it. But I can read this word and I can preach this word by His grace. I can't comprehend love like I should. I must confess also that I'm much better with anger than with love. I comprehend anger a lot better. Now, I know I'm not supposed to put much stock in feelings, but I still have them. But thank God, I'm not saved by my feelings. Thank God I'm not saved by my feelings. Oh, my. That's worse than trying to be saved by law. Go by feelings. And neither are you. But here's what we need to know. The faith of Jesus Christ works by love. And it's not your love, it's His love. It's God's love for us in His Son. And it's His Son's love for us, where He gave Himself for us. Oh, I like that. The faith of Jesus Christ works in love in every one of His called out people. The Father chose every one of His people in the Beloved. In His Son. In Jesus Christ. The Father chose us in Jesus Christ, the Beloved. And He gives life to His chosen, given people. You understand? God and Jesus Christ speak. And the dead live. Oh, what does it say in the Old Testament? I kill and I make alive. I kill and I make alive. Jesus Christ speaks the word and the dead live. Those dead in trespasses and in sins. Oh, my. Now, there's coming a day when He's going to speak and the dead in Christ are going to raise up. Oh, that's coming. That's coming. Faith works by love. We're looking forward to it. What does it say? I told Walter this 30-some years ago. I read the scripture and it says, "And so shall we ever be with the Lord."
Amen.
And I told Walter, I said, "You know what happens after that? It don't matter. Because so shall we ever be with the Lord." There's nothing better. And it doesn't matter what happens after that for me. Now for somebody else it might matter. But I'm just looking for that. And we'll go from there. Because I know where I'm going to be. And I know where you're going to be if you're there. It was with Him. In love. Oh. And it won't be by faith then. It'll be by sight. Oh my. I'm looking forward to that. I want this mortal to put on immortality. I'm getting kind of tired of this mortality part. It's all right. God gives faith. Jesus Christ gives His faith to every one of His chosen, given people. And we are justified by His faith. Oh, which works in love. Which works by love. Because here it is. If you love someone, you'll want to work for their happiness. You'll want them to be happy. Oh, they're good. And Christ's faith works in love. Because of faith working in love, faith working by love, works from Christ and love from Christ and love for Christ. Both. Both. Oh. Spurgeon wrote something here. To trust in God in the light is nothing. But to trust Him in the dark, that's faith. I like that. I agree. Because the trust in God when you're sick and worn out, down, depressed, oppressed, is faith that works by love. Thanks be to God for the gracious gift of faith in Christ Jesus. Faith works by love. His love, which never fails. His love, which is perfect love. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this time and this place. Most of all, thank you, Lord, for the love you have shown us in your Son, the grace you have given to us through your Son, the life you have given to us by Jesus Christ. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. And there's no shadow of turning. That which you have given, you will not take back from us. Thank you, Lord, because you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, and you will never take him back from us. Be with others as they come to hear your word preached. Be with Walter as he preaches. Be with others as they preach your gospel. And be with the hearers and let them hear your word today for them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.